Here on 99.9 MyFM, we're talking to the 2022 municipal election candidates. Today, we're speaking with Ward 3 Council candidate Jason Page in the township of Leeds and Thousand Islands. Jason, thanks for joining us, and how's things going on the campaign trail?
It's going very well. I mean, for me, I've managed to reach about 330 people directly, and I did a mail-out that was posted directly to individuals. As a result, I've talked to a few people about concerns they have, and it's really been eye-opening for some of the concerns they had, the ones I didn't know about. So I'm really glad to get out there and talk to people.
And one of the other questions we've been asking everybody is, you know, people have their decisions as to why they decided to run. What prompted you to decide to step up and run for a council seat?
So there's a couple of reasons. So the first one is, for years I was having problems in the township, and I couldn't reach a council member for anything. I tried my own council member who never got back to me. I tried other council members. No one got back to me because I'm probably not in their ward, until I accidentally reached the mayor just by calling into the township. And finally, she fixed the issue. But it was 4 years of trying to get a solution to this, and I wasn't getting anywhere. So that was a big point. The next was, some of my neighbors have mentioned that they've had enough with certain components of what's going on in the township to the point that they are putting their homes up for sale. And that concerns me because they're really great people. And so I had to look into what their concerns were, and I found the same problem. So I wanted to see what I could do to change those things.
And if you do get elected and end up getting a council seat, what will be your what will you be focusing on as the first order of business?
Okay, so there's really three things. One is brought up by the constituents themselves, and that is the condition or speed on roads, especially back roads. There are a number of township roads that are 60 to 70 on gravel roads that are quite windy. There have been accidents that involved injuries, some significant injuries, and it's very difficult to change that process in the township. One road talked to me about a petition that was put forward, and it was denied at the township level, even though virtually everybody on the road signed it to reduce the speed. It's interesting that the paved portion of the road is 40, but the unpaved portion that is quite windy and has blind corners is 60 to 70, depending on where you're at. So there's some serious concerns there. There's also, when it comes to repair of the roads, some roads are very new, like 3-4 years, and they're already showing a significant problem with the road, which means it really wasn't put down properly. It leads to, why is that? We're using the right type of road based on the traffic, and I think we need to look closer at those things. So that's the road issues. The next is the dump. I'm a big, you know, supporter of the environment, and I want to see some changes there. So the dump itself are being extended in life, and we have to look at really more viable options, and including working with other townships to raise the money necessary to put in appropriate facilities to deal with garbage, not just keep burying it. That's just not going to work anymore. And then the last is really leads to visibility. And the township talks about how visible they are on projects, but people don't really know enough about the projects that are out there. And it's some, and for some people, particularly the elderly, it's hard for them to get out to town meetings, and they want to do so. And I would like to see a program where it's just town meetings are at different times, so people are more available, but also do things like bring kids in so they see the future and they can see what we can do as a government. So those are the kinds of things I'm really going to focus on.
If there's anything else that you'd like your supporters to hear or people in the community to know about, the floor is yours.
Okay, one is current council talks about how easy it is to get a hold of them and reach them. And yet if you go on to the township website and you look at the list of people running in different wards, you'll find a number of them have no phone number to contact them and no email address to contact them. So really no way to reach them, yet they say they're going to listen to you. So that's a problem. Next is the ward system is broken. So having three wards where there's three counselors in one, two in another, and one in a third, doesn't really support the township. And I'd like to see the ward system change so that there's no wards and we have six people you can vote for and we all work for you. The next is really a bigger concern for me, and that is the voters list itself. And because this, I've got nearly 400 people on my voters list that are unreachable, that haven't gotten their voters cards because their mailing address that's being sent to doesn't exist or doesn't go to it because there's no home there. These are people who are cottagers or are on the islands. And so we have a significant number of our voters list that are not being talked to or addressed or having a say simply because our address system is not working properly. And it should be going to the appropriate address. We've even had people's taxes go to the wrong address, somebody completely different than the person who owns the property. So there's a serious problem with how we maintain our database on where people actually live and how to reach them.